Final takeout comes from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. So the Minnesota Twins triumphed last night. They romp over to Yankee Stadium for what may or may not be a drubbing in the first game in the American League. But the National League gets underway in the playoffs today as well, right?
The National League is exciting tonight. And last night, Detroit won 6-5 in 12 innings. We're not going to have that kind of elite baseball.
I wish Detroit had won last night, but they didn't. It was the Twins.
I'm sorry. I just messed that up. But we're not going to have that kind of elite baseball for a long time, because what you see is the Rockies and the Phillies and the Cardinals versus the Dodgers. Both of those teams, all of those teams have been kind of sitting. They've been kind of waiting for these other games to wrap up. They're a little cold. You're not going to get the level of baseball that the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers have been playing for the past week and a half.
So it's going to take a couple of games for these National League series to get really down to earth and to be playing good infield baseball, good defense, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And I think I had a rubric that dealt with starting pitching, the bullpen, clutch hitting, power hitting, and small ball, which are some indicators that determine who's going to do good or not. But you can whittle them down to two things. The bullpen, who pitches good in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. That's really what determines playoff baseball, as well as the wild card, because the wild card creates momentum. And right now, in this instance, the Rockies have the momentum over the Phillies. And then the Cardinals and Dodgers is a really even match because they both limped into the playoffs. So that's going to be a really interesting series.
In the National League, and then we're going to go to the WNBA here in a second. In the National League, who has the edge in the later innings in terms of pitching, do you think?
The Dodgers have the best bullpen in the National League. And in terms of starting pitching, the St. Louis Cardinals have the best starting pitching.
A lot of people want the Dodgers with Joe Torre to come marching back to Yankee Stadium and have a World Series between the Dodgers and the Yankees. Do you?
It would be a great, great story, and I would love to see it.
Which is probably why it won't happen. Exactly. All right, so the WNBA Finals are going on. We could close it out tonight, right?
The Indiana Fever are at home, and they're up 2-1 against the Phoenix Mercury. They can win their first championship tonight. It's a game 4. They're at home. They can make it happen. Both teams came in. The Phoenix offense is ranked number 1, and Indiana's defense is ranked number 1. So this is a great matchup of two great teams.
But who play very different styles of ball, and it's really not necessarily a favored Phoenix.
Phoenix's style is to like slash in the paint and then bounce the ball back to Diana Taurasi, who is the league's MVP. She'll knock down big, huge three-pointers. The problem is that in the finals, she hasn't been making the big open shots. So right now, Indiana has a real good chance of taking it.
And they could have their first championship. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, a takeaway sports contributor, the National League playoffs, and the WNBA playoffs. Thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.